About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Specialist, what do you say about this Ford Escape?
Left rear tire, worn, uneven tread. Pressure's lower in front.
Nice assessment, treads.
Got the perfect fit. Ready to roll.
Click this ad and get a $140 mail-in rebate on select tires when you use your Ford Service credit card at the Big Tire event.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialists at Ford.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer rebate or offer cannot be combined with Ford Service credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Ford dealer for details through 12/31/15.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Housing Lender.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 3 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. Back issues are not going to keep LeBron from playing in the season opener tonight on the West Side. The Bulls and Cavs get together for the regular season opener, and Fred Hoiberg says he has a game plan.
He's a load out there. You got to try to make it tough, knowing that he's gonna make some spectacular plays. You can't hang your head when he doesn't. You have to try and stick to the game plan and hopefully go out and execute it.
Apparently, Derrick Rose's face is good enough to go for tonight. He is expected to start, and there is an element of caution in the room, with Fred Hoiberg saying that they may limit his minutes. President Obama expected to be in attendance tonight at the UC. Also tonight, Hawks and Pistons. You have the Warriors and Pelicans as the rest of the league gets started for the most part tomorrow. Baseball, 6-day layoff for the Mets after dumping the Cubs unceremoniously in the NLCS. They will open the World Series tonight in Kansas City against the 2-time defending AL champion Royals. Matt Harvey goes against Edison Volquez. Juan Uribe, yes, he is on the Mets 25-man roster for the series. Blackhawks have the day off today. They'll be in Winnipeg Thursday night. Bears practicing up at Halas Hall today as they get ready for the Vikings this weekend. It's a Sunday kick at noon at Soldier Field. And by the way, the Bears have won 7 straight against the Vikings along the lakefront. And the Texans cut Ryan Mallett today. It is the $50 million sell-off at Art Van Furniture. Take up to 71% off store-wide, plus take an extra 20% off the sale price, or pay no interest until 2019. It all starts today from 5 to 9, and Wednesday from 10 to 10, only at Art Van Furniture. I'm Matt Riddlewald, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Whenever I play, I just play with one eye. So I close the other eye until my vision's that clear. I close one eye and just go out there and play.
You literally have no depth perception when you have one eye, so you can't judge how far away the basket is.
Is it far, far away, or just close by? It all looks the same when seen from the eye of the guy they call Mr. No Depth Perception.
Who cares?
We're just doing play-by-play back here. Derek grabs the rebound, launches a three!
It is showtime. Here comes D. Rose. Derek Rose is hurt.
Derek takes off from half court and dunks it. Ooh, don't do it like that from half court.
Here's Rose. Derek Rose is hurt.
Ooh, Neil Funk, you see that one-eyed pirate? That's your point guard falling all over the place with one eye.
That's your point guard, Neil Funk.
Too fast, too big, too strong, too good, too blind in one eye.
Play with one eye.
He's at the free throw line, chucks one into the third level up there. Sorry about that.
His next one just drops out of his hands.
Right. Baseball pass into Jimmy Butler's face.
We're good. Just working out some issues.
He's constantly like dribbles and runs into people in his own team.
Derrick Rose is hurt.
How do you see a screen coming?
You don't need to. That's great. Basketball's back. That's just great.
He's Mr. No Depth Perception.
Who cares?
Boars and Bernstein.
You like that?
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
That's Kirk Cousins become a regular part of the afternoon show.
Yeah, but that's not why you called and why
you,
and why you did call.
That.
Oh, you know what we like? And we started this season knowing that something that would be a staple of this show was going to be anything interesting from our guy, Jim Tomsula. And the reason is because we don't think he's going to have a microphone in front of his face much longer.
Correct.
He might, but it's just not going to be plugged into anything or recording sound. But I think for now, we have to enjoy everything we get from what is probably going to be the short reign of Jim Tomsula as the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers.
Pomp and stance.
And his pomp and stance. But this was him talking about a meeting that he recently had with his team.
Jim Tomsula on the Ring Central guest line. When you say you have a heated meeting and then you walk out and say, hey, you guys get talking, maybe you can share with the fans out there. Was it your intention to sort of just like address the elephant in the room? Hey, man, let's just have at it like a family. I mean, what was the kind of the message?
Well, the biggest thing I said to him, guys, it's like an Italian dining room table. Okay, everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broken, people leave. Okay, but everybody's got to come back to the table to eat. Okay, and when it's all said and done, there's hugging and kissing, and we're eating good food again. Okay,
that is a heck of an analogy. That you're speaking.
And I mean
the truth.
That with all due respect. I'm yeah. saying that
no,
complimentary.
No. Oh yeah,
of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, don't you have to be Italian to use that particular reference? He's not.
Well, he said. Well, I guess he didn't say he was. He just said it's like.
He's Hungarian. So, I don't know. We need a ruling here, Maddie. I would think that's one thing for Dick Vitale to say something like that.
Yeah, but can you completely confirm he's not Italian at all?
Well,
I mean, you know, he's Hungarian. I mean,
right.
He might be somewhat Italian. He might have Italian roots in his family, where he is sat around an Italian dining room table
smashing dishes.
Right. Well, you know, he's actually spot on. In his
well, you know what? You're
there,
the guy to ask. Is that okay with you?
I'm fine with it coming from him. Yeah, only because I like him. And that, you know me. That doesn't bother me. I don't care who would say anything like that. So that's fine.
Okay.
But this, you know, you should.
Who
you
takes
should,
offense? At
him? I don't take. I don't take offense at anything. If you make fun of Italian people, whatever. But here's the thing. Confirm he's not Italian. He very well may be.
It's possible he has some Italian lineage. I just know that his is primarily Hungarian.
Okay, or maybe we know his wife. Maybe she's Italian. Maybe he's at her family's dining room table. I don't know.
That's true. No, it's certainly possible. But I would just think to offer that to. I mean, it would be, you'd have to have some sort of cover, I think.
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe his wife. You never know. But, you know, here's the thing. Looking up his Wikipedia page, I didn't know this.
Yes?
He's only 47.
He is?
What?
He's a year older than I am?
Jim Tomsula, James Andrew Tomsula, yeah. American football coach, born April 14th, 1968, which would make him 47. I thought he was in his 60s.
You did not.
I did.
You're not that old.
I didn't think he was 47.
Well, he looks older.
He's a year older than you. We just missed being in high school at the same time, and that guy's 47.
Oh, you wish you went to high school with Jim.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, be on the speech team together. Debate club.
I think he's Italian, too.
You do? Is that a shot at me, yeah, that I couldn't be on the speech club?
No, I was saying.
I
was saying that it would be a kind of
backhanded slap against me, wasn't it?
No, it was.
Sure was.
It was more.
Yeah, it was, Matty.
It was, Terry.
Yeah, it was a backhanded slap. That's the way he's doing today. He's backhanded slapping everybody.
It was a finger guy.
An ironic comment about Jim Tomsula's challenges with the English language at times.
Sure, it was.
It was. It was a shot at Matty.
Sure,
you had to include him.
Yep. Taking shots.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
It's like an Italian dining room table. Okay, everybody's sitting around the table, and sometimes it gets heated, dishes get broke, and people leave. Okay, but everybody's got to come back to the table to eat. Okay, and when it's all said and done, there's hugging and kissing, and we're eating good food again. Okay,
and loving you.
See, he's right about it. The only thing he's left out of the cigarettes dangling from everyone's mouths. Where like they're almost out, like it's like, but you still get the cigarette ash is still sitting there.
The t-shirts.
Right? I'm not even going to start in.
It's just, Jim Tomsula.
It's not going to end well.
Doing a hell of a job out there.
I can do it, though. I used to have aunts that would make their sauce or gravy, whichever one you were talking to, and they would ash right in the pot. It wouldn't even matter. Walk in the kitchen. You got to clear the cigarette smoke out to see anybody.
This is just... I guess you could sort of look at the reign of Jim Tomsula.
Yeah.
Nothing but Pall Malls and Lucky Strikes.
Yeah,
all over
Pall
the table.
Mall, Lucky Strikes, yep. And just the kind of guy sits around and breaks a dish here and there.
Brandy.
Is he the one?
Why not a Jugs?
Is he the one who's ruined Kaepernick?
Ah, we'll get to, at the bottom of the hour, Tim Kawakami has some thoughts on that, who has been all over the 49ers debacle.
He likes to be all over them.
Oh, no, but he's been really good.
You talked to him yet? You've been trying to for months and months.
He's
been wanting to talk to him.
He's a tough get, but man, he's...
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to you.
That's the guy they don't want to see coming, because... You know, he is just all over every.
He's on
misstep.
The way. Somebody's going to get it.
Yeah, but it's I'll give him credit. He aims high, and it's always Jed York and Trent Baalke and what they have done to constantly undermine themselves in contradictory fashion, just over and over and over again. They have brought this upon themselves one way or another, and they set up Kaepernick to fail, and they knew they were doing it. I had no idea just how twisted this whole thing was in San Francisco, and I feel bad for Jim Tomsula. He shouldn't be head coach of anything ever. But they come and offer him the job. He's not going to say no, and then he's going to go down in ignominious history with the guys like Les Steckel and other overpromoted mopes. And it's really not his fault. Tomsula really in this is truly...
How about the rising head? Is he going to go down with that guy?
I don't know if he's quite that bad, but it just... I feel bad for him.
Close.
He's really made Jim Tomsula a sympathetic figure here. I don't know that Tomsula ever campaigned for this. Did he openly wanted this?
No, I don't think he did. No, there was no campaigning for it. There's no point to it.
No, he's not backstabbing anybody.
He didn't do it that way.
It just, here he is, the oldest looking 47-year-old man in the history of men.
Maybe in somewhere deep down he's enjoying himself.
Looking for lights.
Yeah, he's probably he's the king. He's the king's throne's a little hot, but he's yes. He's weathering the storm because the only reason he's still there is because it's the owner's idea. Otherwise, he'd be gone because they're just in chaos. They're absolute chaos. And again, I agree with you. He shouldn't have been head coach, and I'm not sure all of it is his fault. I'm not sure, Wolf, if Tim Kawakami has it at the bottom of the hour, what's wrong with Colin Kaepernuts? Okay, that's fine.
Yar.
But I can't blame him for that. I mean, Kaepernick's been sort of going that way. He just hasn't done it consistently bad as he's done this year. He's, you know, he's had many games where he's looked that way.
An email from Tomek who says, knowing Jim, there was a possibility he was actually looking for the elephant in the room to address.
Yeah, you gotta speak in specifics, I would think. You gotta make
sure
you're
sweaty. I love it when he's sweaty and pacing and just icky and...
I mean, he always looks like he's having a like a cardiac event.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks like he's in the middle of an infarction.
We call
of some
in our
kind.
Country a stroke event.
It is. It's what it looks like he's having a medical issue during games.
Does. Yeah. Well, his team's having one.
Yeah, his team's
too much suck.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? They
diagnosed you with too much suck.
I think it would have been a difficult job for anybody who'd been coaching in the NFL 20 years with what was lost on that team. That's no walk in the park when you're looking at who's not playing anymore. They're gone.
Yeah, it's not hard to figure out.
They're gone. Yeah, it's not just, like all. It's not all the big man's fault. It's not all Shibetti's fault. It's not all his fault.
I don't think anybody's saying it is, but they just sort of put him in charge of this, and then everybody retired and everybody left, and then people are hurt, and then he's still
sounds
screaming.
Like a good idea, and your quarterback is
and now he's breaking dishes, but then he says he means it with all due respect, because he clearly thinks he realized near the end of that he probably shouldn't have said what he said, because then he kind of stopped. He's like, I mean it with all due respect. Well, respect for what? Of what are you particularly respectful?
The Italians.
Yeah, but in that
time... All due respect to the loud, obnoxious, violent Italians out there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it came across. Like, all due respect to people who can't control their temper and smash dishes at the family dinners. But, you know, that's what it's like.
That's your guy.
I know.
Bors and Bernstein. Stick with him. You stand by him.
I love him. You got the score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Jim Harbaugh has officially arrived at Michigan. Now, we did get a quick glimpse of it a couple of weeks back when he started quoting life lessons from The Lion King. Now we've got him bouncing back from getting beaten by Michigan State to discussing worms packing heat. Quote, I'm not into that if this, if that type of scenarios. If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them. Quote, end of quote. You know how so many coaches like to quote the greats, Vince Lombardi, Hank Stram, Bill Parcells. Harbaugh simply quotes himself, and even then he makes no sense whatsoever. I'm no expert on earthworms, but I guarantee if they had machine guns, then the birds would be scared of them, Jim. What's next? Yeah, I'm not thinking about Michigan State anymore, because if cats had bazookas, the dogs wouldn't stop chasing them. Say it with me, Michigan. Who's weirder than us? Nobody. I'm Jim Rome.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second. To people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations, so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Sports Radio. This is the Big League on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports Radio.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Cruise Plus.
How are you spending Saturdays this fall? Get your group ready to experience it.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Out of North
York, San Francisco, Hawaii.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Wife to guarantee a renter. You can't lose. No risk. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If she isn't doing their job, she will let you out of your contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my house, I would absolutely trust Amy and call her. Amy sells a home on average every 18 hours. Amy and her team work seven counties in Chicago. While other agents who work alone are stuck in traffic or on the phone, Amy is selling homes to local and
everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
International Poltergeists Unpack. His little black book contains several numbers he obtained by seance. He once dried his hands on a mummy. His scarecrows also do yard work. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, prefer Dos Equis.
Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, New York, New York.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Join Fatty's Pub and Grill in DeKalb on Saturday, October 31st for Fatty's huge Halloween party. Enjoy ice-cold Dos Equis pints all night long. Costume contest with over $1,500 in cash and prizes. For more info, go to Fatty's.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear. Mick Garrett's here.
Let's move. Five-0!
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Five for details.
Friday, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Corbacus, 12747 Southwestern in Chicago, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And Baltimore moving the chains here. A couple of first downs on this drive.
And Mark Trestman, the offensive coordinator, West Coast background.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
And they were showing him. And, you know, there were some guys hitting some people last night, too. And there was some safety play. I'm watching Tyrann Mathieu. It's just a treat.
I die. You know, if you listen to my scouting reports, you know that was true a long time ago.
Yeah, there are...
Loved him.
Look, that's another drug guy who you got great value on.
I know.
And you know how I feel about the NFL draft and guys like that.
I don't care. I'm if that's it, I'm taking him, because every guy in there has got some problem somewhere, somehow, or one will arise. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't have crossed him off my list. I loved him. I thought he was terrific. I thought he was one of the best safeties I'd seen in a long time in college football, because sometimes it's very difficult to tell.
You know, the problem, too, is that Devin Hester kind of ruined it for us, that when you have a guy who's such a fantastic return man and then you wonder, does he have a position? The answer for that is, yeah, yes, he does. That not every return specialist is completely without a place to actually play.
Correct.
Because he's just an entertaining athlete. And there were some thuds being dished out by guys last night. And there was Dr. Death, his headset on.
More about him in a minute.
It's a great job by Mark Trestman.
No, it's not.
No.
Name it. Give me, cite me more than five examples of it. I watched it for 2 years. And I still didn't believe it. The second year, I mean, look, there's a difference. You can be the greatest offensive genius of all time. You can't do what he did with this team.
Well, that was another guy like Tom Sula who just can't be a head coach. I don't care what you're doing.
No, he can't be a head coach. No, he cannot be a head coach.
What you're doing
of anything.
Canada or all that, no. You're growing the man and all that stuff.
Growing the man and ignoring things.
John Fox isn't growing men. He left that out of the job description.
Too much ignoring, not enough actually getting something done of any value. He's just like, I heard some, not all. No, for the love of God, shut up. Idiot.
Yeah, you asked that question of Joe Cowley about how life is different with Fred Hoiberg around. And mm-hmm. I will tell you that others that I know in that building and around that building in various capacities describe it to me as night and day. Like a cloud has been lifted.
You mean Fred's not haunting the building every moment
just,
of every day?
And just that heaviness is gone. I don't know if the guy can coach. I don't know what the results are going to be. But I can tell you, just based on people that I talk to, night and day, that people who come to work, the workplace, the functionality and health of the workplace is better than ever. That people did not want to come to work. People had a very difficult time.
Yeah, I know he didn't make any friends.
He had a difficult time around Tom Thibodeau. And this is just from some of the simplest everyday employees that you wouldn't think it would mean that much. But just the way that place runs, the way the offices run, the way everything feels.
He has a people issue.
Yeah, he's got a fundamental people issue, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying that there's anything that's necessarily causal, or it means that all of a sudden the happy, happy Bulls organization is going to reach great heights. I'm not, so don't confuse.
They're not sweeping past the Cavs because they're happy.
No, but now that the entire building has had the whole off season, and then Fred, the world of Fred, is part of their world now, and that he's here and the family's here and he's at work every day, that it's just
well, he goes home and sees his family. Mm-hmm. He doesn't lurk around the hallways like some ghost. He goes home.
Rattling,
he's got a wife.
Chains.
He's got children.
That's right. It's not like Jacob Marley is around.
He's
all
not,
the time.
You know,
right.
You know, peeking around every corner. Yeah. Is this guy? No, he goes home. I mean, mm-hmm. I fully understand. I don't. You know, I get it.
Because I checked.
And I did personally check. You're not. I don't care. You could be the greatest coach who ever lived. You're not sweeping past the Cavs unless they're hurt.
I know.
Unless they're missing. You ain't beating them. Are you crazy? Are you basketball crazy? Not unless LeBron is gone. And his back is bothering him.
Yeah, that's...
That's a concern
glimmer
to me.
That's a glimmer of hope is what that is.
That's a glimmer.
If you are a Bulls fan who is hoping,
grab onto that.
Hoping against hope that that's your only
LeBron's
shot...
LeBron's back hurts.
And you're probably right. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it's the NBA.
It's NBA.
And it's true that's all you got. because if he's around and competitive, you're not
going to beat him
doing anything.
And plus, they added to the team to where, you know, and one guy's not playing until January, but Kevin Love is in one piece. They've added other guys they like. They're big. They're physical enough to get the rebounds. They're not going to be dominated on the boards, and he doesn't have to do everything as long as – and I don't know if they can stay healthy either. Nobody knows. I don't know if they can either. That team that played, that was a mess. It was a hot garbage by the time it got to the finals. I mean, you can't play the guy and expect him to do everything for you because all the other members of the team are all bad.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard from West Side Mike on Bulls opening night. I really am. I thought for sure he would be out with a thought on a hot garbage.
A hot garbage. I love a hot garbage.
Yes. Or what things put together would constitute a hot garbage.
Oh, man.
But the Bulls will be different. We just kept clamoring for something different. The roster is absolutely the same, but it's not going to look the same.
No.
The way they play is going to look different.
If you were clamoring for different and you felt that way and you felt that all of it was just too much, you're retired of it, here it is.
Because I know you asked Joe Cowley when we had him, and you asked him about players and how they felt and were they happier and all that. But I can't speak to every player, but I can speak to multiple levels of the organization who believe it's like every day feels like Christmas morning now just because there isn't this heaviness and drear to everything that goes on around
the drear. Well, you know, Joe said, though, this is a team that doesn't mind being coached. I mean, maybe that's because that's all they've ever known is this guy.
Yeah, how would they know the difference?
Yeah, they wouldn't. So, I mean, but, you know, if they don't mind being coached, because I think there's some NBA teams that don't mind, well, the Cavs, for example, they prefer the LeBron coach.
And he's happy to. He's happy to
and you know what?
Freeze David Blatt out of the huddle.
For a guy who does, I mean, it's amazing his basketball, you know what I mean? It's just unbelievable what that guy knows and what he does and what he could come back and do in the middle of a game. He can just say, coach, nothing. Please, let me do this. I can do this. I mean, maybe there are guys who played. I didn't see anybody who was emboldened enough to do it as often as he does. I've seen guys do it. Saw Magic do it sometimes and scream at people because Magic gets you fired if he didn't like you. You're out the door, dude. You are gone right now. But this guy, and it's like there's a respect level for him. And you know what is about him? He's right. LeBron's
right. Second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 and from the Score Update studios, I'm Matt Riddlewald with the Scoreboard Update. Back issues? Oh, they're not going to keep LeBron from playing in the season opener tonight at United Center. Bulls opening the regular season tonight against the Cavs and Fred Hoiberg with a game plan, but he just loves LeBron.
That'll be by feel. You know, we'll just go out there. It's a total team effort. You know, it can't just be one guy guarding. Again, you have to be there on the weak side. You can't get deflated when they make tough shots. They'll make them tonight. LeBron makes unbelievable shots. Kevin Love, you know, has really added a step back kind of Dirk shot to his game. He took a lot of those in the preseason.
Fred Hoiberg's soundbite that didn't circle its way back around to offense. And Derrick Rose says his face is fine. He's going to get going tonight as he starts, but they will play caution to the wind with his minutes this evening. President Obama is expected to be in attendance tonight as well. Tip-off is at 7 on the west side. Also, you got the Hawks and the Pistons, and you have ring night in Oakland. Warriors hosting the Pelicans on opening night. Baseball, 6-day layoff for the Mets after dumping the Cubs. They get started in the World Series tonight in Kansas City against the 2-time defending AL champion Royals. Matt Harvey and Edison Volquez, your starting pitchers, and Juan Uribe is on the Mets' 25-man roster for the series. Blackhawks have the day off. They'll be in Winnipeg on Thursday night. Bears practicing up at Halas Hall as they get ready for the Vikings. And Illinois lawmakers today announced new legislation that would regulate daily fantasy sports gaming sites like FanDuel and DraftKings. They won't be in session in Springfield, though, until November 10th, and still no state budget. It is the $50 million sell-off at Art Van Furniture. Take up to 71% off store-wide, plus take an extra 20% off the sale price or pay no interest until 2019. It all starts today until 9 o'clock and then Wednesday 10 to 10 only at Art Van Furniture. 3:30 time for the closing bell report. Dow Jones down along with everybody else. Dow Jones down 41 points and change to finish at 17,581. The NASDAQ down about 4.5 to end up at 50,030. And the S&P down a little more than 5 to finish up at 20,065. I'm Matt Riddlewald and you're listening to the Home for Bears fans. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
Great anticipation for the second half, so to speak. Quote, quote, the second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
Joe Colley joined us to talk some Bulls here at the outset of the Bulls regular season. I mean, the actual season for contenders doesn't really start until the end of April. But this is the 82-game preliminary season, in which is a contest to see who can avoid injuries in the next 6 months.
That's all it is.
That is really what this is. And we read the Wall Street Journal piece about how the new science of NBA teams trying to avoid injuries, as they understand that that's really all it is. That's why Fred Hoiberg is here, to not take the regular season as seriously as his predecessor.
What's
up, Fred? The world of Fred. And also Jim Tomsula giving us more fun stuff.
You know what? You know, speaking of like when you get older and you just have fun with stuff, you know, I'm really starting to like Terry Collins.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
Sure.
Is that okay?
I think he's likable.
Yeah. Collins, Mets' most popular manager since Davey Johnson 3 decades ago. Well, that figures, because nobody else has won anything in a long time. It would make more sense to tear down the Statue of Liberty than do anything with Collins, because his contract is up. Here's what he says. I quit worrying about that stuff. When I got this job, I told myself, have fun with it. Don't take it so seriously. Now that I'm old enough, who gives a bleep? Now that, my friend, that's how you approach a job. You say, you know what? If you don't want me back, I don't care. You don't want me back? Fine. Because, you know, he just about needed what he got here, because his grip was tenuous at best. But I do believe this exact, you know, when he says this, he's not just like 5 minutes ago he thought of this. I think that's exactly been his attitude this entire season.
Here is Tim Kawakami from the San Jose Mercury News. I love this guy's style. So I'll make this quick because I'm in San Diego waiting for a flight that may or may not take off in the next hour. But while I've got some time, some of us predicted it, and now the leaks about Colin Kaepernick's shaky status with the 49ers have begun in earnest. First by ESPN last week, followed up by Fox on Sunday. There will be more, I guarantee it, just like I guaranteed long ago that this would be the tenor of national reports if and when the 49ers struggled. We can all guess at where they're coming from, the same places or place they came last year, when the intent was to set up Jim Harbaugh as the 2014 fall guy. This is not a surprise. Nothing this season has been much of a surprise. Jed York and Trent Baalke run the franchise a certain way. This is the way. No surprises if you know how they operate. The hiring of Jim Tomsula, the assembling of an NFL Europe level staff, the losses, the talk about locker room issues, and the obvious sotto voce indications from team sources that Kaepernick is the one to blame here. Zero surprise. And then he goes through how contradictory it is with how they set everything up around Kaepernick. Remember, they claimed it was his long-term commitment, even though the fine print on the deal was a series of one-year deals that would allow these number of outs. And he concludes by saying the 49ers have done nothing to support him. They fired the guy who picked him and supported him most, then set up a situation where it was obvious that he was going to be the new scapegoat. I have no idea what 49ers management gains by this. I didn't know what they thought they gained by setting up Harbaugh all last season. There's just an abiding desire by management to set up excuses and fall guys before they ever need them, instead of just letting results speak for themselves. Now it's all focused on Kaepernick in all the 49ers' grand, bumbling, contradictory ways.
Look in the mirror. You know, I'm not watching, much as you know, I'm not, I don't mind Halloween for the kids. You know, I like Halloween for the kids, that's fine. I got 5 grandkids, it's always fun. You know, we have a good time with it. And this is Saturday, too, so I'll have a good time with it. I don't mind that. I've never been much for, like, dress-up parties as an adult, Halloween parties. I don't know if you've been to some, haven't you?
Sure. I've been invited to one Friday.
And you got your costume pre-made.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. I've you know, I've been several years of looking around and noticing various costumes worn by adults.
I'm going as sexy Ben Carson.
How about just say something that I can hear?
Say something that makes sense.
I'm talking so I can hear you. Dirk Nowitzki as Lurch.
Oh, it's awesome.
Is I mean,
inspired.
That is so inspired. That is so damn good. If you didn't see this in a couple plays, just type in Dirk Nowitzki's lurch.
He's got the make. It's the
oh,
whole,
he's got
the,
it.
The whole Ted Cassidy look.
Oh, he's got the whole thing. It's just phenomenal. And I mean, I look at it and I thought, oh my God, I haven't stopped laughing for 2 days since I saw that picture of him. But I mean, there now. See, there's a guy who gets it. That going as this as lurch.
You heard Matt Rotewald talk about, it seems like with every other scoreboard update, we hear about another legal effort or a concern on the part of lawmakers to regulate daily fantasy sports, right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
So you can imagine that the industry itself is aware of these concerns and is acting accordingly. Because there's a contact of mine who's actually a member of something called the Fantasy Sports Trade Association. And there was a letter that was recently sent out to people within the FSTA. And it is the announcement of the creation of a governing body for fantasy sports called the Fantasy Sports Control Agency, or FSCA. This was formed by the Trade Association. And you can understand that they're trying to beat the lawmakers and regulators to the punch to say, we're going to do this ourselves. And it's standards, company controls, yeah. Processes, leadership, auditing policies, procedures, and enforcement. And the chairman of this group is Seth Harris, who is the former acting U.S. Secretary of Labor for the Obama administration. So they're actually bringing in former government suits to provide some authority here. Guess who the president is of the Fantasy Sports Trade Association? Who signed this letter? It is Paul Charchian.
Well, of course it is.
So, you talk about somebody whose entire life and career is invested in some of this stuff. And
even before these things grew into craziness, I mean, there are people passionate about this for a long time now.
Right, but this is out of fear. This is out of concern that the golden goose is soon going to be not so golden. Mm-hmm. So what they are trying to do is say, look, we got this. I don't know that this effort is going to succeed. I largely doubt that it will, as some states are and Illinois already beginning to propose legislation to curtail some of this stuff. But this is just the start of what's going to be internal and external attempts to try to bring some sort of standardization to something that's just immensely popular and lucrative.
That second half, we do it every damn day when there's not a Bears game the day before. We ask you what you think of this or the other things we discussed. A lot of Bulls. 312-644-6767. Pete Futak will join us about an hour from now. We've got a little Nebraska conversation we need to have. We've got to wean him off that. And then at 5 o'clock, Hub is ours today. Hub is ours. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Come
best
on,
best second half of all time.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer-info.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a traveling lounge singer.
And we're going up the airport escalator. Hey, where are you from? No response. Classic. Got in an accident, so you gotta take a cab, huh? No cabs at Progressive Service Centers. They got rental cars on site, which is out of sight, you know?
Progressive takes the hassle out of claims. Just drop your car off at one of our service centers and we'll manage the rest.
Here's a little number I like to call. Waiting for the shuttle bus.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Hey, Mom. How'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
How are things down in Santa Clara this morning? Jim, what's on the docket?
Well, the docket is get better today.
Tell us, what's the message from the head coach's office when you hear that Kaepernick's status in the locker room is iffy?
First of all, with Kaepernick on an island, I don't know where that's coming from. That's definitely not reality. Okay, so there's that one.
.346, the Boers and Bernstein Show, WSCR, The Score. We said we were going to take phone calls, and I've been doing this enough years to know that generally the start of the Bulls season brings out some of our OGs, and indeed it has, with Mario in Hyde Park next on The Score. Mario!
What's up, Fred?
Hey!
Hey, man, I am so excited to watch the East Coast Denver Nuggets tonight. I don't know what to do. I am ready.
East
watch
Coast
Rose with one eye chucking up three different people. It's going to be great.
I can't tell your level of sarcasm.
I am being dead serious. I'm excited because I know if that dude's back, if LeBron James is back, if they're putting shots in your back in October, chances are you are not going to be around in April, and that's beautiful. Go LeBron, go. Play every game you can and keep getting shot in your back.
Thanks, Mario.
You're welcome.
This is Tom and Joliet on The Score. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, it was last week. They're talking a lot about. I'm kind of a Raiders fan. I know it's been a rough run, but got anything to look forward to with them, or is anything real about them this year? I know last week everybody had San Diego pretty much just shutting them out. I was just wondering what's kind of going on over there. I'll stay up, listen. Thanks.
Well, I didn't watch the. I only watched the highlights of their game. I saw some of it. I mean, Amari Cooper. Yeah, well, that's if that's not real, then my scouting eye is bad.
It's real.
Okay,
it's real.
So, yeah, they got a quarterback they like. They've got two terrific pass-rushing linebackers.
And they're also ahead, what was it, 37-6?
Yeah, I mean, maybe...
They're ahead on the Chargers field, 37-6.
Maybe that could be the best pair of rush backers around in Mack and Aldon Smith. So,
yeah,
well, yeah, I mean, well, look, if you say... Know. Look, you're the guy that says you've been a Raiders fan for a long time. Why wouldn't you think that's real? What's not to like?
If I'm a Raider fan, I take anything.
In Northbrook, it's Black Dog. He's on the score.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you today?
Outstanding.
Great. Terry, I heard your man crush about LeBron. So I'd like to present you guys with a little test here. I'd like for you guys to pick your five all-time starting NBA players, and you also get to pick a sixth man and also a coach. However, you can't pick the same players.
No.
And then I want to determine who do you think who would win in a best of seven game series.
I'm just not interested in doing that right now.
what did I have a LeBron man crush before?
I don't know. Fred Hoiberg did.
I think yeah, I did. I didn't say anything. I just said that he can coach while he's playing.
Which he does. And
he does.
And he did.
That's all I said. It's not a man crush. You know what it is? Watching the game.
Right, that's all. That's what he was doing.
I have no inside basketball knowledge.
He was doing that much of last year. He was literally keeping David Blatt out of the huddle sometimes. I mean, there's video of it. There's video
ball
of it.
Screen.
They wouldn't let David Blatt in the huddle during
Hold
games.
On a second.
Right.
Hold on, I got this.
Yeah, and how'd that go for him?
For who?
They lost. For LeBron. They lost, didn't they?
They lost. He's a bad coach.
Put his ego aside a little bit. Let his coach do his job.
Well, actually, I didn't. Blatt, they kind of made up. And later on, once the playoffs began, they at least said that Blatt was back kind of coaching them.
Yeah.
That they were listening.
Well, he probably should do his job. And he should be allowed to do it, too.
Yes.
Well, I scratched it.
All right, I'll leave my man question.
Right, that's right. Remember, that was the play call. They called the play for somebody other than LeBron, and he changed the play.
I scratched it.
He did do that. Maddie, was that a good idea?
Well, it was only good because he made it. If he missed it, well, I mean, if he misses the show, right?
Yeah, but
right.
No, it's still good if LeBron.
No, because they made the play. That's why.
But I still want him taking the shot, even if he missed it.
I do too.
I would still want him taking the shot instead of somebody else like Matthew Dellavedova or something.
Yeah, well, maybe David Blatt had a perfect. You know, he was saving that one particular play for that one particular moment, and it came
Sheesh.
And.
You can tell him before the play, LeBron's going to miss this, but this other guy's going to make it. You'd rather have LeBron take the shot.
Well, it's every time that's come up, whether it's in truth or fiction, it's wrong, right? I mean, Norman Dale designs a play for somebody other than Jimmy Chitwood, and then he breaks the huddle, and they're all looking at it, and he's like, what? And then they all
But on the, you know, it's super easy to criticize a guy and crap all over him, but like on the surface, yeah, you want LeBron taking every shot.
Right.
But that's not realistic.
It isn't if I'm coaching.
But Michael Jordan didn't take every shot.
Yeah, but remember, again, Doug Collins tried the same thing when
LeBron doesn't really want to take every shot. Right. He, just on this particular brand of the Cavs.
Well, my thing is this. Bottom line is, what was the end result for him?
For who?
For LeBron.
Well, his teammates were hurt.
Oh, I don't care. Don't make excuses for him, LeBron lover. That's all this is.
Yeah, Maddie. Man crush.
It's opening night of Chicago Bulls basketball, and all you're doing is talk about LeBron James.
I got a man crush.
You know, there's a Bulls team here in town.
Get off his job.
Seriously, Dan. You know what? People can call up and talk to you about it if they want, because I'm tired of your crap.
Yeah, give it to him, Maddie.
I mean, the association's back on the hardwood flooring tonight, and this is what you're talking about? LeBron? What about the Bulls?
No, we did. We're not talking
Jimmy
about
Butler?
LeBron.
What about the heart and soul of this team and Joe Noah? Huh?
Joe
Dougie
Noah.
Buckets?
Jimmy Buckets.
And
wait, it's Jimmy
other guys?
Buckets.
What about Derek?
And the other people on the team, too? What about them? They're not good enough for you to talk about here
about
in Chicago, Dan?
Cristiano Feliciano. What's his name?
Ronaldo.
No. Cristiano Felicio. Their new...
Merry Christmas.
Their Brazilian wunderkind.
Wait, for who?
For the Bulls.
Thank you for that, Chris.
Wait, the Bulls have a Brazilian guy named
Cristiano Felicio.
Sounds like he'll be a good shooter from the outside. Is he?
I don't know.
Oh.
Or a blind singer. You know, I think there's
Hey, Andrea Bocelli's got a new album out, Terry.
It's very difficult. Don't you think
Andrea
it's difficult?
Andrea Bargnani's got a new album out?
No, Andrea Bocelli's got a new album out.
And Matt, LeBron is here.
Jim Tomsula's playing it at dinner.
And LeBron is here, by the way.
He's here here?
He's here.
What do you mean he's here?
He's here.
In
it's
Chicago.
Not like we're talking to him because they're playing New York. He's here. Right?
Right.
Okay.
What do you mean? Oh, in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Oh, the Bulls are playing the Cavs tonight?
Man crush.
Nice.
Man crush.
Hey, here's some breaking news for you, Daniel, like this.
Yes.
Elizabeth Banks is going to direct Pitch Perfect 3.
Ooh.
Ooh, don't do that.
I hope it's bad.
Oh, this is the guy who loves Big Mama's House 9, right?
No. The original Big Mama's House. Me like it.
Where did you see that, Maddie?
I saw it on the Twitter machine.
On the Twitter?
On her Twitter?
No, Huffington Post just tweeted it.
Oh, well, you knew it was coming.
Pitch Perfect 3.
They made money, right? They made a ton of money.
Yeah.
Movie was meh.
I think next year they're going to have the Buffalo Bills singing team.
All right. Well, that's it for that.
You know, I can't even complain about seeing that movie because we saw it in the theater. There's a new nice one there and out in Vernon Hills, and it's got the completely reclining leather.
Yeah.
Like your legs are up. There's a bar and everything.
Yep.
You could have put any movie on. You could have put a black and white film on. I would have enjoyed it.
Their Webster Place is like that now, and I had no idea that you had to reserve your actual seat. I thought,
You get to pick a seat.
I thought, let's go to a movie.
No, you got to go on.
You pick a
seat,
and you can't just go to a movie anymore. You got to go actually, literally, like you're flying on
for that
a plane.
Particular theater. Yeah,
yeah. You got to find which seat, and you go in. And
you sell like a gourmet burger and a beer, and you go on and sit down in a leather recliner.
People were eating poutine or whatever they were serving.
That wasn't poutine.
And actually, they've redone Logan Theater. The Logan's awesome.
Mm.
You go in there, get a nice box of wine.
Maddie, I got a theater I'll take you to in San Francisco you like.
Sure you do. No, we have the entertainment all planned out.
We do?
Yep. I'm not going to the Pink Pussycat or whatever
it's
you put
the
on
Pink
there.
Poodle, I think.
No, we're not. You know what? I'm too old for it. I don't even know what that looks like anymore.
Terry's going.
What the hell is that thing?
Terry doesn't mind there's a $13 service charge at the ATM.
No, what? Oh, yeah. I can't spend that on one night anymore.
It didn't it cure your knee pain, though?
It did, actually, yeah.
No, it just made the other one hurt worse.
Yeah, it did.
Applications of magical salves and poultices.
Maybe that could bring it all the way. It's gone now. It's the replacement time. So maybe if I get a little sitting on it, nothing more than that, of course, it might. Maybe that would help.
I was not there. This is just related to me.
That won't work?
I don't know.
Okay.
Boards and Bernstein.
Not going.
Something on the score.
And I'm not going.
This football season, trust our team of Bears experts to deliver. Brad Biggs. Olin Cruz. Tom Thayer. Mike Florio. Dave Wanstead. Dan Pompey. Rodney Harrison. Zach Zaidman. Matt Bowen. Jeff Joniak. James Big Cat Williams. Paul Barkish. Patrick Manley. And more. This is our team. There's no need to go anywhere else to talk Bears. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you're our kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
This is your call to get game ready with the official pregame products of the NCAA. Axe, Dove Men Plus Gear, and Degree Men. The players don't mess around, and neither should you. So use what the players use and wear what the players wear. Jerseys, shorts, hats. Right now, get $5 off your favorite collegiate team's apparel in Fan Central when you buy 3 Unilever men's grooming products at Target. Remember, this is your time to get game ready, so don't let us down.
Offer valid between October 4th and November 7th. Click the ad for more information. Available at Target.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. and his camping life suffered until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
It's hard not to be excited with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags, so we challenged real people to make it through Fright Fest without screaming.
I'll see what I can do.
See? You can't fight the happiness.
That was really, really messed up and terrifying.
Grab a Coke and try not to scream at Six Flags Fright Fest. Save big on admission at SixFlags.com with promo code Coke. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Only the Home Depot has the new GE Brightstick LED light bulbs. A great new shape, a great new price. Three for just $9.97. So, let's switch. Brightstick uses 83% less energy than ordinary bulbs, saving $80 over the life of the bulb. Combining new ideas in LEDs with one idea that's very old. Saving money. Let's do this. The GE Brightstick, three for just $9.97 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.